Back with you now on The Takeaway, I'm Tanzina Vega. In June, The Takeaway spoke with two Iranian-born United States citizens after President Trump called off a retaliatory attack against Iran for downing a U.S. drone at the last minute. At the time, Geev Mufendereski and Monica Razi both told us that they were worried about relations between their home country and their adopted country going forward. Mana, who came to the United States as a toddler in the 1980s, still has family in Iran. And she said she felt helpless watching Iran as a bystander from the United States.
How do you live on a daily basis knowing that there's a possibility that your family is going to be attacked, that you have no way of being able to help them?
Geev first traveled to the United States in 1971 as a college student and has been dealing with the looming threat of U.S. conflict with Iran for years.
The only way you can cope with this is to disassociate yourself from reality and go about doing your daily business. You're constantly living with this fear of anticipation, and then nothing happens, and then something happens. This is not fun. This really isn't fun.
So we wanted to check back in with Geev and Mana in the wake of Soleimani's killing to see how things have changed for them and their communities since June. Geev Mufendereski and Mana Karazi, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Good to be back.
Thank you for having us.
Mana, how have you felt watching the events of the past 2 weeks as they've escalated?
I think in a lot of ways this is our worst fears realized. The last few days I've been spending a lot of sleepless nights trying to help organize our community and try to respond to all the policies and the crises that have come up as part of this. I haven't even had a chance, really, honestly, to think about my own family or even check in with them.
Geev, you've been concerned for decades about the relationship between the United States and Iran. Where would you put the events of the past week as they continue to escalate? Does it feel more extreme than what you've seen in the past?
Quite so. And I believe that the United States has crossed a major red line with the assassination of General Soleimani, in a sense that it basically removed, at least from my perspective, that level of anxiety that existed because of the uncertainties. Now it is certain that this administration will not hold back and it will attack if it felt like it served its own purposes, and whatever those purposes may be. I am convinced that if the United States decides to attack Iran, it will do so, and that the die has been cast.
When it comes to Geev Soleimani's killing and his legacy in Iran, we're seeing today and over the course of the past 48 to 72 hours, increasing mourning happening in Iran, thousands of Iranians coming out to the streets to either protest the United States or mourn Soleimani. What will his killing do to his legacy in Iran?
He already was a national hero to most Iranians. And he expanded the Iranian defensive perimeter beyond Iran's border to the near abroad of Iran. And that, from a strategic standpoint, that was quite an achievement. And he will be lionized, and he will be idolized, and he would be eventually, his grave will be made into a shrine, and people will come to Kerman in Iran and pilgrimage. His effect on the Middle East, including in the Shiite and the non-Shiite communities, is no less than what Che Guevara's was to Latin America. And his assassination, which has now elevated him to a level that it will now displace the overthrow of the Mossadegh regime in 1953 as the main ointment in any kind of an Iran-U.S. relationship for generations to come.
Mana, you said that you've been organizing here in the United States. What are you hearing from Iranian Americans or Iranians that are here in the United States?
Unfortunately, our community is pretty divided. And, you know, we have folks who do support war and support a regime change at all costs.
And you, when you say a war and a regime change in Iran or here?
That's a good question. We're talking about Iran. Mm-hmm. There's a good amount of Iranian Americans. The folks who maybe came out after the revolution who don't have family there, even who do have family there, have still been really pushing for this for quite some time. And On the other hand, there are a lot of Iranian Americans, particularly a lot of the young folks. There's a large wave of Iranian students who've been coming the last decade in particular, who all have family, who all have connections there, who are incredibly frightened. We've been doing a lot of organizing around direct response because immediately after the assassination, within hours, local law enforcement and local officials across the country, but in particularly in major cities like Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and New York, with large Iranian-American populations, made announcements about increasing surveillance and monitoring. So at a moment when we felt the most threatened and felt the most panicky, our own local governments in this country went ahead and called us the threat instead of trying to calm our fears. On Saturday, we started getting reports of people being held at the border, people being detained, people being questioned about their political beliefs, about how do they feel about the situation. So we've been seeing a lot of just a change in this country already about our status as Americans, as people with citizenship here or people who are legal permanent residents. It's all in a lead up to a war that's feeling very much reminiscent of what we went through earlier in 2003 with Iraq.
Guive, I'm wondering, when you just heard Mana talking about that, and I'm wondering if you feel this way, that you might be the recipient of bigotry in this country or stereotyping, given what's happening in Iran right now.
As far as I'm concerned, I haven't been a subject of any kind of bigotry or interrogation or anything of that sort. You know, I sit back in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, practice law, and basically go about doing my business, and I'm not very much in any kind of an activity with different kinds of associations. But I do understand where Mana is coming from in terms of her own experience with the Iranian community and the expatriates and so forth. But deep down, the level of the kind of sorrow that I feel for these kind of events that happen with respect to people in my birthland is not different than what Americans felt at the time when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Some were very pleased that he was killed, and some, you know, were not. But there's this deep sorrow, there's this deep sense of loss of someone who served his country and as a warrior.
Guive Mfendereski is a former adjunct professor of international law at Tufts Fletcher School and an attorney in Massachusetts. And Mana Karazi is the executive director of Iranian Alliances Across Borders. Thanks to you both for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks for having us.